Thank you, Mexico. I've seen a fair number of Thanksgivings pass in my day, almost all of them spent in Texas with friends and family. It's by far my favorite holiday since it is truly about being thankful for family, friends, and good food. I don't take it for granted. I spent 6 Thanksgivings in Mexico, an experience which, if anything, has enhanced my appreciation of this American holiday. In 1981, I took a job playing in the Orquesta Filarmónica de la Ciudad de México, the Mexico City Philharmonic. It was an opportunity not to be squandered, and the chance for me and my wife, both of us French horn players, to work together in the same orchestra. And what an orchestra it was! This was a huge promotion for both of us, and also the beginning of 6 years of a great adventure within a different culture. The Philharmonic was an interesting cultural mix made up of more or less equal parts Mexican, American, and European musicians. I soon made friends within the orchestra. The Americans stuck together but also intermingled with the Mexicans, Poles, Russians, Estonians, and even a Canadian timpanist. My wife Margaret and I were still getting our bearings when Thanksgiving rolled around. Of course, it's not a Mexican holiday, so it was a work day. However, there was already a tradition in the Philharmonic of carving out a time and place for a Thanksgiving feast. The meal was a full-blown potluck, including as many of the traditional American dishes as were possible. Back then, turkeys were not readily available in the markets. You had to plan ahead, reserving a turkey from one of the larger supermarkets. Friends gathered, a cross-cultural affair, as the Americans shared their holiday with others in the orchestra. After all, this was, and still is, a holiday of Thanksgiving. We all had newly made friendships to celebrate, and then there was the job we all shared. We all knew we were extremely fortunate to be making music together in a fine and well-compensated orchestra. Of course, being paid a salary on the level of the Chicago Symphony couldn't last forever. A series of currency devaluations dosed us all with a painful fiscal reality. Salary became a roller coaster, but the orchestra continued to play at a very high level. Such things sustained musicians. Another Thanksgiving came, and we again gave thanks. In fact, there was plenty to be thankful for each of the years I lived and worked in Mexico. It all was made even better by the friendly, the Mexicans might say amable, Mexican people. Most of us felt truly welcome in our host country.